Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Friday edition of the program, joining us we have Charles Skink of Skink Insurance. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, James. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be back. So what is our verse of the day?
It is Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. It reads, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Psalm 37, 7.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. So, yeah, it's definitely good to be back here in Southeast Kansas. Enjoyed the trip, you know, about 2,000 miles of driving, give or take. So, a little ways, but got to stop, see some fun roadside attractions. I know those are always just neat to see something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. And if you think Kansas doesn't have much going on, just go out west a little ways,
right?
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty wild. So, we ended up going through central Nebraska, and there's actually a lot of little small towns you can stop in, like with parks and, and all that sort of thing. Stopped at the Corn Palace in South Dakota, so fun roadside attractions, that sort of thing. And it is always neat to get away and see that scenery, you know, slowly change. It just transforms from, you know, hills to very flat, and then to lakes and the pine trees and everything.
So that is interesting.
It was
fun. Cool.
Good to get away. So, hey, we are here in the middle of September, and I know we're hearing stuff about AEP. What is that?
So that stands for annual election period, and it's a time when people that are on Medicare, that are currently on Medicare, can choose a new prescription drug plan for the upcoming year, or they can choose a different or just choose a Medicare Advantage plan for the upcoming year that starts January the 1st. And so a lot of times the workplace will have an election period time as well every year where you choose your benefits or you look at your evaluate your benefits. And that's sort of what's going on here as well. It's every year from October the 15th through December the 7th, every single year.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, what do we need to know as we get started with all of this? I mean, what should we be thinking about? What do people need to know?
So it's easy to have put your prescription drug plan, for example, on autopilot, and whatever you chose how many ever years ago when you turned 65 or when you were new to Medicare, that's the same plan you're going to have. It's just it's a plan that just rolls forward every year. And what tends to happen is those premiums on those plans go up. They tend to go up over time, and they count on you not doing anything about it. And a lot of times it's taken out of your Social Security check, so you don't really see it coming out of your bank. And they sort of hope that you are complacent and don't really care. And so it's a good idea to look at your options every year to see what's the best plan is for you and your situation, because the best plan last year might not be the best plan this year. And for example, this year there are going to be some prescription drug plans that are going to be 50 cents per month. Now, the lowest plan that's available to us to offer is $7 this year.
Okay.
In 2023. But 2024 is going to have a plan that's 50 cents. And I've been doing this for 11 years now. And that's the cheapest I've ever seen it.
So why is that? What's the reasoning behind that?
There's some changes going on in the prescription drug plan world, and there's actually debate about what's going on with that. They're getting ready to have a maximum out of pocket for prescription drug plans. If you talk to very many people very long, especially if they're on high price meds, sometimes even with a drug plan, they can be paying significant dollars for prescriptions. Well, Congress has made a rule starting in 2025, the maximum out of pocket for a prescription drug plan will be $2,000. And that doesn't explain why it's going to be 50 cents, but these companies are positioning themselves in different ways at this time. So what that results in is that our clients have an opportunity to save significant dollars. One of the most popular drug plans is $30 for this year. So if you, a lot of people are taking no meds, you know, they're not taking any meds at all,
and they need a prescription drug plan, because if they don't, there's going to be a penalty for not having one later on.
Oh.
And so it's easy just to get this 50-cent plan, and that keeps you from having a penalty.
Now, that doesn't cover, I know we talked before on the program a little bit about programs that will cover like over-the-counter stuff. This is not for that. That's right. Yeah.
This is for prescribed meds. And some people might think, well, if you're only paying 50 cents, what kind of coverage are you getting? And there's a formulary that they're required to have. So it's not just no coverage at all. It is a form of coverage. It might be what's called skinny coverage, and that might not be the most coverage for sure, but it keeps you from getting the penalty. And if you're taking no meds or just a few generics, this could be a good option for you.
Okay, so what else should we know? What's next with all of this?
Another thing that's happening is that Lasso, and we haven't talked about Lasso in quite a while, but several years ago they came out. They were very promising. It was a Medicare Advantage plan that worked like an HSA, like a HSA health plan. It's called an MSA. And the CMS, Medicare, has stepped in, and Lasso is going to be ceasing operations.
Oh.
And so we have a good number of clients that are on Lasso. And so it's good to know that you have some options. And your coverage is going to end 12/31. And so what you can do is you can go onto a different Advantage plan without any health questions, or you can go to a Medicare supplement without any health questions. And so it's good to keep that in mind, but if you're on it, you will need to do something about that. You will need to act to make sure that you get some other form of coverage.
So if folks are in that situation, they really should probably get on your guys' calendar to make sure they get that taken care of before the end of the year, right?
That's true. Now, what's unique about Lasso is they gave you a deposit. For most people, it's like $2,000 a year. And this was money that they put into an account for you. Some people have built up quite a balance of their, because that every year they would get another deposit, regardless of how much they'd used in the previous year. And so if you have a deposit from Lasso, that deposit will stay with you. So it's not, that deposit is not going away, but there's going to be no more deposits in January like there normally is. So don't worry if you do have money, that money stays with you. But there won't be any deposits going forward, and there won't be any coverage, as I understand it, with Lasso after 12/31.
So we're talking about AEP today with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, what else should we know about this as we get into this time of year?
Another thing that's exciting is that October the 5th, it'll be a very just short few weeks away, we are having a Medicare kickoff event. It's going to be on Thursday, October the 5th at 4:30 p.m. at the park, at the main shelter house there right behind the fountain. And everyone's invited, especially Medicare, people on Medicare, people that are going to be new to Medicare. This is not an educational event. This is really just a kickoff event, like I said. And there's going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, homemade ice cream. And there's going to be live music there, and it'll just be a good time. Our staff will be there and enjoy the time at the park. There's not going to be really a speaker, not going to be any kind of education or anything like that, but just a good time.
Sure. You know, that sounds definitely great. You know, get the family together, you know, grandparents, that sort of thing, grandkids, all that sort of thing would be really, really, really good. So that's October 5th, you said?
That's right.
On a Thursday. So really good. What other times do you have on that, by the way?
So that's 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
And it'll probably go for a couple hours.
Okay.
But you are welcome. Come out and meet us, meet the staff. I think my dad's going to be there, Gary, and my son Landon, Christy Ewing, different ones from our staff will be there. And we just want to invite everybody out.
Yeah, you just come meet the players and that sort of thing, and just be able to spend time with your staff, and of course get some great food. I mean, homemade ice cream, hot dogs, hamburgers, that all sounds great.
Yeah. October the 15th is kickoff for Medicare, and so we're not going to be really able to do anything after that.
Yeah, yeah, and especially that being on, looks like a Sunday this year. That just how, because it's always the 15th,
yeah,
right?
Okay. It is.
Yep, so that's just a calendar date on that. So I know this is kind of, is this kind of your guys' like tax, you know, we have tax season, and the accountants are really busy. This is kind of like your tax season, right?
It is. It is. It is a built-in time in the calendar where vacations stop. You can't get sick. You can't do anything but work.
Sure, so. Sure. It is a busy time. So that also means that your calendar is going to be filling up. And I know that people are definitely going to want to be booking those appointments right now, correct? So that we can, you know, get on your calendar in a timely fashion.
That's right. You can call our office, 620-331-8800. And something needs to be stressed, James, is that this is a no-charge consultation. I don't know how many times at the end of an appointment a client will say, hey, what do I owe you for helping me today? And there's simply no charge. There's no charge for us to help you. So just get on our calendar, call our office, and we'll set you up a time to come in after the 15th.
Hey, that's really great. A great opportunity. Hope that people can get on board with that. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here at 824 on the Mighty 690, we continue our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, we've been talking about the annual enrollment period, and I know we have listeners coming and going, and maybe just a quick recap of, you know, kind of what that is. What do people need to know about it?
So first of all, there's going to, this coming AEP, there's going to be 50-cent prescription drug plans for the first time that I have ever seen. And if people are paying whatever they're paying for their prescription drug plan, they need to evaluate this option. It might be a plan that's good for them. Also, if you are on LASO, it's a good idea to get on our calendar. LASO is going to be going away. LASO is a Medicare Advantage plan that is ceasing operations. And so people just need to get on our calendar, and we can help them look at their options to go from there. They can go to a different Advantage plan. They can go to a different Medicare supplement. And also, we're having a Medicare kickoff event at the Riverside Park at the shelter. It starts October the 5th, Thursday at 4:30 p.m. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, homemade ice cream. And it's not an educational event. It's just a kickoff event that you're invited to. And our staff will be there. We'll be glad to meet you.
Well, that will be a good event, just an informal, relaxed, fun time to, you know, kick off this time of the year. And Charles, I did want to ask you as well, you know, people are going to be coming into the office. A lot of people, you know, maybe they've been in before, but you may have some new folks that might be coming in for that free consultation that they've got scheduled. So if someone books an appointment like that, what do they need to have in order to be prepared so that everything can go and they can make as best use of the time as possible?
Need to bring their Medicare card. They need to bring their current ID cards. Of their coverage whatever coverage they have, bring that with them so we can evaluate where they're at currently, and then see if we can improve their situation.
Okay, that is a good reminder on that. So Charles, if people have any questions for you, they want to get on your calendar, or they just want to come into the office, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. And you can find us at skankinsurance.com.
All right. Well, Charles, really appreciate you coming in. Looking forward to promoting that Medicare kickoff event a little bit more as we get closer. And I hope you have a great rest of your Friday and a good weekend to come here.
Thank you, James. Hopefully we have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Hey, you take care. All right. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And coming up here in just moments, we will be getting into Open Line, 62 degrees right now in Coffeyville.